Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. We'll be talking about today war on our liberties. War on our liberties. Of course, we recognize from a Christian standpoint, it is a demonic battle. It is we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. We understand we're dealing with a demonic battle, but nevertheless, there is a battle. It's a war. In fact, we're faced with an all-out frontal attack on our Bill of Rights, all of our founding documents and our founding fathers and what they have given us as a place called the United States of America. Very important broadcast today. Every patriot, every conservative, every Christian must understand the fast track that we're on today to eviscerate, to totally annihilate, to absolutely destroy our Bill of Rights, every aspect of it. And you might say, well, why are you concerned? I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, because as an American, I treasure our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our founding documents. As an American Christian, I treasure our religious liberties and freedom of speech. You realize if the Bill of Rights is eviscerated, if our right to free speech is taken away, that's part and parcel of our First Amendment, and it will destroy the liberties that we have, the freedom of worship. And let me just give you a little bottom line of where we're going. If our liberties are taken away, if the Bill of Rights are either totally eviscerated or modified in such a way that they have no real value, we are in the hands of the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist dictators called the Democrats. That's where we're headed today. And I'm concerned because when you look at nations like China and North Korea, you see nations like Venezuela and Cuba, you understand, ladies and gentlemen, they do not have a Bill of Rights. Their liberties have been foreclosed upon, what few they initially had. They've never had the freedom documents as we have in America today. So there's a major problem on the horizon, and it's a looming, growing, increasing cloud over every free citizen in America. We ought to talk about that today, and we invite your telephone call, your dialogue, your discussion on it. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. As we face the issues, let me remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as he's speaking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Fascinating statement. The word indeed means truly, surely, absolutely. If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed. Jesus is saying to identify a disciple of Jesus is the one that's constantly staying in the word of God. He goes further and says, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus in John 14:6 says, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It is the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to impact our lives, ought to impress us with the way we walk, way we talk, what we say, what we do, and how we respond to issues. Now, listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. As we talk about issues, it's not designed to get you frightened, worried, upset, and living in hysteria. It is so that we might be knowledgeable of what is happening, so that as free citizens and as Christians, we need to know how to pray and ask God to intervene and to protect our liberties, protect our freedom of speech, protect our right and freedom of worship, protect our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms. And each and every one of our amendments that we call the Bill of Rights, in the first 10 in particular, ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you today that it is the truth that we need to seek. It is the truth that is being, if you please, shadow-banded by big tech. It is the truth that is laughed at, mocked at, ridiculed, and rejected by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others in the Beltway in Washington. It's the truth that is hated, despised, and rejected today. And it was the secularist George Orwell that many years ago said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And this is the reason we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen as Christians. I think it's time, ladies and gentlemen, that Christians cease to be silent. I think it's time pastors cease to be silent. I think it's time pastors stand up in the pulpit and warn us as to what's taking place based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is truth that we ought to be seeking. And let me just simply say this. You'll not find truth on the Communist Network News. We will not find it on the main platforms that's out there today. That's already been taken down. And in Psalms 146, verse 3, the scripture says, "Put not your trust in the princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help." Ladies and gentlemen, our help and our hope is not in the political establishment. Our help and our hope is not in man, but in the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that we need to look to by faith in the realization and the recognition that he has this whole world in his hand. He's in full total charge of this whole universe. But notwithstanding that statement, we have as free citizens the right and the citizen's responsibility to be salt and light. As Jesus said, it wasn't a statement, it wasn't with Jesus about being salt and light. It wasn't a recommendation. It wasn't simply a plan that he thinks it says that we need to consider. It was a command to be salt and light. Salt means we've got to come out of the shaker and be in the real world to preserve a decaying society. Light means we have to come out of the closet and illumine a darkened world in which we're living in. We have that responsibility. But I'm so adamant about the fact that so many today, as Christians, we have surrendered our rights. We have surrendered our Bill of Rights. We have surrendered our liberties and freedoms into the hands of the tyrannical government. And we have failed to stand on truth. This is the reason it's so fascinating and challenging, the words of John Huss, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And so may I challenge you, as I do each and every day on this broadcast, that we seek the truth and listen to the truth and learn the truth and love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and stand in absolute defense of the truth of the Word of God. And in knowing that truth and having that truth, Jesus has already said, "We shall know the truth shall make us free." And that is the truth of the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, don't you dare think that the truth of the Word of God simply is isolated to in the church doors and the church house and with doctrine and theology about the church. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. And in that order, and anything that we speak of, preach of, talk about, or stand on in relationship to our home, our family, theology and doctrine and the Bible and the church and governmental leaders and the government itself, we call it politics today, is in the Word of God. We ought not to shy away from it, ought not to be afraid of it. And especially as Christians today, ladies and gentlemen, I see the weakness and the apostasy, the falling away. Of course, the Bible says that'll happen in the last days before the rapture of the church. But I'm concerned about it. I'm seeing very little very little passion and interest in preserving our liberties and our freedoms that we find in the Word of God that's codified in our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment as well as the landscape lawn care equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional. Tools for Time has that knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions, ladies and gentlemen. And Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask the question, where is that found? It's located, ladies and gentlemen, at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag. This flagpole is about 165 feet in there. U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole. To the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, a very powerful, poignant, personal plea today, if you will, going forth from this microphone, and that is for us to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and not just sit back in lethargy thinking that somehow, some way, somebody else is going to do it for us. We're watching, as one writer put it, freedom of speech slipping away. We'll look at that article a little later in the broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, America, as we call it today, we know it as the land of the free and the home of the brave. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for calling America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Our great nation, ladies and gentlemen, was founded on the provision of freedom and liberties without the heavy hand of a dictator, ruler, government telling us what we could do, where we could go, how we could worship, and controlling our lives. Now, may I tuck this in at this point? In the past 12 to 14 months, we have allowed the COVID-19 pandemic, we've allowed that to become the shroud, the guise for the government coming in and literally taking control of our lives. You know, was one of the chief of staffs for Barack Hussein Obama that said never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, they've not. They've taken the, quote, crisis of coronavirus, COVID-19. They've used that as the premise, the excuse, the guise for taking away our liberties without even saying that's what they're doing. They've not announced on the public broadcast system in any fashion that we're going to eviscerate your First Amendment rights or your Second Amendment rights or your Fourth Amendment rights or your 14th Amendment rights. None of that's been announced, but they've done so. Have they done so, perhaps you ask? They have literally locked down America by fiat, by absolute fiat government statement. America has been locked down. Would you have ever believed that in a free nation, the land of the free and the home of the brave, that the government could have said you can't go out and make a living, that the government would have said that if you go out and open your business, we're going to cancel your business license. We're going to fine you every day. We're going to bankrupt you because you have disobeyed the government orders to lock your business down. I would have never dreamed that possible a year ago. Would you have ever dreamed, ladies and gentlemen, that the same government officials could have said, lock your church, pastors, close the doors, stop singing, put your hymn books away. Don't even have Bibles where people can touch them. After all, COVID lurks and lives in the church houses. That's been the mindset. So, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the lockdowns, as a result of the church closures, as a result of the demand to wear a mask, and by the way, not just one mask, but now they're saying two, three. And one writer, one physician says maybe we need to have four masks on. So you'll see in the future days, the Emperor Fauci and others in the white jackets telling us that we need to have on three or four face masks. It is egregious to think that as free citizens, Americans have bowed to that. I am surprised, ladies and gentlemen, I'm literally surprised, staggered in my surprise, that free citizens have surrendered the freedom that we once knew, that free citizens have become sheeple rather than people and have simply said, well, the government says do it, we need to do it. And that's where we are today. And that's what my concerns are as I speak today. I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, that the future of America will be in the hands of the elite few in the Beltway in Washington. And the middle class, as it is known, will have been wiped out. And there will only be the elite slaveholders and the slave servants called we the people. That's where we're headed on a fast track. We'll be talking about that during the course of this broadcast today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions and your comments about the issue of today. Today, America is the free nation that millions around the globe are seeking to enter. Have you ever wondered why so many people breaking the barriers down, climbing over the walls, violating every law, risking their lives, coming across major terrain and territory where hundreds have been found dead as a result of not making it to the border? Have you ever wondered why? What's in the heart? What's in the mindset? What's in the goal of these that are rushing the borders to come into America? It's because we are a free nation, a free people. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't see the millions of illegals dying to get into Cuba, North Korea, China, or Russia. But it's America. Why is that so? It's simply so because America, we have freedom that we have not found, and you cannot find any place on the face of the globe except United States of America. In America, we have our rights, our Bill of Rights. And that Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, is our guarantee. It's the guarantee to every American that we have the freedom to worship, that we have the freedom to speech. In fact, there's no such thing, ladies and gentlemen, in the Bill of Rights, in the freedom of speech, that says you are free to speak except hate speech. No such thing. In fact, the Supreme Court's ruled on that in history past, that you can't rule hate speech as a reason for banning free speech. Now, I realize that we've made the error in past history of limiting some of the free speech. For example, it's illegal to get in a loaded elevator and scream fire. Now, I personally think that was an error in the Supreme Court making that decision because that limits free speech. Howbeit, I understand the danger of that. But the point that I make, ladies and gentlemen, we have the freedom of speech, that First Amendment that we have that is so cherished by every free citizen in America. Congress shall make no law representing the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a cherished amendment in our Bill of Rights. And yet we have those liberties being taken away, and we've had those liberties now, ladies and gentlemen, for about 244, 245 years in the exercise of the religious liberties where we can worship as we see fit. But that's fast coming to a halt with some of the things that the Biden administration is now fast-tracking. Our Bill of Rights are in the crosshairs of the liberals in Washington, promulgated by the Trojan horse, the one that is in the Oval Office today, the Manchurian president. These things have been promulgated. And I'll read you article after article after article that validates my position today and what I'm saying, that I'm making this urgent cry, this call for us to recognize the war on our liberties today. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, as you know, three of our constitutional rights are freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and the right to legally petition the government for redress of grievances. What do you think, Dr. Youngblood, of deliberately provoking lawsuits that restrict or prohibit our constitutional rights?
When you say provoke lawsuits, do you say bring about lawsuits so that they can come to a head with a question in the courts?
Yeah, like, I mean, they tell us we can only have 10% church people in church, and or they tell us we can't bear arms. I mean, free speech. I mean, big tech is, it's just blatant restriction of our free speech, what Twitter and all the rest of them are doing. So
absolutely.
People,
In fact, as we speak, through the pro bono religious liberties law firms, the ACLJ, Matt Staver and his organization, with the Liberty Council, their number. In fact, there's probably just by Liberty Council, they probably have today some, I believe, some 200 to 300 cases now that's working their way through the courts based on the shutdown of the churches, because it is blatantly, blatantly illegal, unconstitutional. That's the reason I'm so in a state of wonderment as to why so many pastors have allowed it, and fewer pastors, more pastors have not come forth and seeking the pro bono help from constitutional law firms to file suit.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, didn't John MacArthur challenge him and win in court?
No. He's challenged them, yes. But he still had case after case after case. And so far, and I'm saddened to say, so far he's had nil success in the courts.
Really?
Court after courts, basically, either put it off, protracted it, and or limited their decision. It's going to take a Supreme Court decision to vindicate John MacArthur and his church. It's going to take a Supreme Court decision to ultimately give liberty back to America for the liberties of worship in the United States of America.
Well, this isn't America any longer. I mean, if we can't go to church and speak our mind, as long as we're not endangering people.
Absolutely. I'm on your side, brother. I'm exact same place you are with that. I'm appalled by it. I'm absolutely in a state of wonderment and amazement that we have seen so many pastors and churches simply willy-nilly close. I've made the decision back a year ago. If all churches just refuse to close, they don't have enough jails to put us in.
Right.
And I've said from the very beginning, say no. As John MacArthur used the term, and he's right, we ought to obey Christ and not Caesar.
Right.
We ought to obey God and not government. We ought to take a stand and say it is God's liberty that we have found in the Scripture. It is the liberty that we find in our Bill of Rights that gives us the liberty to worship. And we ought not to say in any fashion that we're going to allow the government to sequester us or in any way prevent us from worshiping and opening our churches in the state of California. 90% of the churches are still closed simply because they've said you can't open back up. And those few that have opened back up, they say you can't have a hymn book, you can't have can't have your Bible, because after all, those things can transmit the COVID-19. And it's limited. In fact, some of the churches, as the earlier days in this, they said, okay, we'll close the church. We'll have parking lot services out of the cars. They started writing tickets and charging $250 fine for each worshiper that drove up and listened to the message on the loudspeaker seated in the cars. So it's a blatant effort to squelch, to crush our liberties, our freedom of speech, our liberties in worship. It is a blatant effort to do so. And may I say this? So far, the Communist, Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party is winning in that field. Now, I understand, and for the benefit of our listeners, I'm not saying we need to wave the white flag of surrender. I'm not saying that we've lost the battle. We're going to continue to be in battle as long as we're on the face of this earth. Jesus said, remember, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. So we're watching the tip of the iceberg, as I call it, with the onset of persecution through our Bill of Rights, our liberties, and our freedoms.
Well, we need to gang up on them like they're trying to gang up on us, and like people need to help out Pastor John MacArthur and get the Supreme Court to make them look at this. And I want to hear them say that we can't go to church and all this kind of stuff.
Well, not only do I want to hear them say that they were wrong,
right,
but I want to hear them have to write a big check for those that they've done wrong in the closure. Now, one of the problems, and this is sad but true, many, many, many churches accepted the federal government's COVID-19 emergency funding. And with that, the one that writes the check calls the shots.
Right.
Right now, the federal government is saying, you must remain closed or you're going to have to pay that money back. So many of those churches took the money from the enemy of the church, that is government, and now they're having to jump at the tune of the federal government. And I'm sad to say that I believe, And George Barner in the Barner Report of a few months back said that multitudes of churches, when it comes time, that they think they were not going to have to pay that money back because they violated some element of the loan or the grant, they'll wind up having to pay it back, and multitudes of churches will be forced out of ministry, be forced into bankruptcy, or closed as a result of it. This is the reason we need to remain separate from government when it's in the ministry of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we need to keep praying and asking pastors. My challenge to pastors just about every day is to come out from under the bed, come out of the closet, take the stand, be the watchman on the wall, preach the word of God, not be fearful of government, but to be fearful, i.e., to reverence and honor God in all that we do. Joseph, thank you, brother, for your call. Thank you for your insight. Keep on praying, and each and every day, may we each one keep looking up. Look up, for our redemption draweth nigh, Luke 21:28 tells us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the war on our liberties. The war on our liberties. Do you experience that? Have you seen that? Do you recognize that? Do you believe that? Do you believe it to be true? Or do you believe that what I'm saying is just hysterical preaching, or speaking? Or do you believe there's real? What do you think about it? I'd love to hear from you. 831-0917, 831-0917. Do you believe that churches should remain closed? You believe that we should surrender our liberties, the freedom of speech, the freedom of worship, the right to keep and bear arms? Do you believe that we need to have it in a position where, and I'll talk about it in a moment, where a new bill is has been introduced in the House that will literally allow the government to come in your house and confiscate your weapon without a warrant? Do you believe that that is reasonable for free citizens, free Americans? But that's on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the raging battle that's facing us today. We're talking about the raging battle that is against our Bill of Rights, our right to keep and bear arms, our freedom to worship, our freedom of speech, and that we today enjoy these freedoms in America. And they're all now under attack by big tech and the Biden administration. You're exactly right. Big tech is an arm of the Biden administration. And it's the Biden administration linking arms with big tech that has these things, i.e., our Bill of Rights, our religious liberties, the freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, all in the crosshairs to be eviscerated and wiped out. Big tech now censoring our freedom of speech. In fact, I'm looking at an article here that is sad, and yet many do not recognize this taking place. Twitter suspends a major Christian group on mind-boggling grounds. The article is dated January 31st, 2021. It's not just President Trump and MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, who are facing the wrath of Twitter in recent days. Now, the social media giant has suspended Focus on the Family, an influential Christian-based family organization. The supposed crime, its Daily Citizen publication stated factual information regarding the biological sex of Rachel Levine, President Biden's Assistant Secretary to Health at the Department of Health and Human Services. Dr. Levine is a transgendered woman, that is, a man who believes she is a man who believes he is a woman. That's what Focus on the Family said. Focus on the Family is just talking about the fact that we have biologically only two genders, male and female. According to Genesis 1:27, God created male and female, created he them. He didn't create a shim or and a him. He didn't create a mistake or a cross-gendered person. And because Focus on the Family talked about that from a central biblicist position, they have been banned on Twitter. And that is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, across the board with conservatives and with Christians and with moral, ethical beings in America, that now we're being told that, no, you can't say that because it is being banned. What is it about free speech that we need to ban? What is it about free speech that's no longer free? That's what we need to understand today that I'm talking about when I speak about the war on our liberties. It's the freedom of speech, the freedom of worship, and the right to keep and bear arms that are the major things that's under the attack of the enemy today. We need to be concerned about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute top-of-the-hour break for the news. Right after the news break, come back as we continue to Let's Face the Issues. Don't turn your dial. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.